The United States received a boost yesterday when the UN Security Council unanimously approved the latest resolution that aims to attract more international money and troops to help stabilize Iraq. Russia, Germany, and France say they will not commit troops because the U.S. insists on having the decisive role in reconstruction. Whether others decide to help the U.S.-led occupation in Iraq largely will depend on U.S. diplomacy. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Secretary of State Colin Powell.
Secretary Powell got personally involved in winning support for the resolution. His relationship with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan proved critical. The Secretary General had withheld his support out of fear the resolution might require UN personnel to return to Iraq before their safety can be assured. The UN headquarters in Baghdad was bombed in August. Powell also pledged he will work for a quick resumption of Iraqi sovereignty. The resolution, though a diplomatic victory for the U.S., does not guarantee troops or money from the UN's member states.
We're not expecting a huge influx of troops with this resolution. There are a number of countries who are considering it, and we will now have a better basis to work with them.
Now, you're going to be attending the Iraqi Donors Conference in Madrid on October 23rd. What kind of assurances can the U.S. give France, Germany, and Russia, the big players in this game, that their aid will not go to U.S. forces or to U.S. companies?
Oh, quite simply, it will be going to Iraqi projects, and obviously the governing authority there now is the coalition authority under Ambassador Bremer. But increasingly we are standing up cabinet ministries, working with the governing council, and the money will flow to reconstruction projects, and the UN will be there to see what's happening. There's a transparent process, and of course as the money is spent, companies from different countries around the world will be bidding on the contracts.
Okay, so the U.S. is clearly paying the overwhelming majority of the cost to rebuild Iraq. Do you have a percentage in mind as you approach the donors' conference for what other countries might contribute?
We are working with the IMF, World Bank, the Japanese, the Gulf states, and a number of other states. And many of these states are not giving us their number. They prefer to do it at the donors' conference. But I'm more encouraged than I was last week that we'll get a pretty good response at the donors' conference. And this resolution certainly helps. And I might also add, it takes away any excuse that someone might have had not to make a contribution.
Mr. Secretary, the U.S. as well as Britain resisted any firm timetable for returning Iraqi sovereignty. Why was the U.S. so adamant on this point in discussions at the United Nations? Are you worried that the Iraqis may not be able to get their act together?
No, it's simply a matter of how can you put a timetable on something like this right now? I mean, it doesn't go by lunar or calendar cycles. It goes by progress on the ground. We would like to turn it over tomorrow, but you have to turn it over to a government that is functioning, that has responsible institutions, that is up and running, that has a constitution. That takes time. You will see throughout the resolution a lot of language that makes it clear we will be transferring authority to Iraqi institutions as quickly as possible, but ultimate authority will remain with Ambassador Bremer and the coalition until there is a government that has been elected and ready to take over, and at that point, as you will also see in the resolution, all authority then goes back to the Iraqi people.
What about this December 15th deadline that you were encouraging the Iraqis to hold to for drafting a constitution?
No. The December 15th date that you see in the resolution is the date that we are asking the Iraqis to come in with their plan.
Right.
I hope that before we get that plan, they will start work on their constitution. There's nothing that should keep them from going to work on their constitution now. We're just waiting for them to form a constitutional commission.
What about allowing security concerns in terms of the UN presence on the ground? Secretary General Kofi Annan has said he's worried about the security of his forces there. Is that going to be an impediment to getting other countries to participate?
Yeah, there is a security problem, and that this restricts what Kofi Annan is able to do. And it also restricts what the NGOs or non-governmental organizations are able to do. But I'm confident that with time the security situation will improve. And as it improves, as Secretary General Annan said in his comments before the council, he hopes to send his people back in to get on with their very, very vital work.
Secretary of State Colin Powell. We spoke just before his trip to Bangkok, Thailand, where next week the president will attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.